everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Backside of Water, a podcast where we delve into the rich history, awesome stories, and fascinating details behind your favorite Disney attractions. I'm Alex Stewart.
I'm Freddie Martin.
And I'm Dusty Sage.
Back again. Let's give a round of applause for our guests.
We're live.
You'd almost think that we recorded these episodes at the same time,
yeah.
Even though they release a month apart from one another. It's great to be back after 30 days apart from each other, everybody. So this episode's a little bit different and requires a different kind of introduction. Anybody know what that, right? There we go. All right. So with that, listeners at home, if you have the opportunity, go back about 26 episodes and listen to our first round of What Does Disneyland Mean to Me? And we recorded that show in the backyard of our friend Trevor Kelly's house at the Sipping Office. And we talked about what the park means to us. I mean, shocker with the title. Little did we know after the opossum adventure that we had, that 2 weeks later, Disneyland would close down for 2 years. It turned everything upside down. It turned everything upside down. And I don't want to get somber, and I don't want to, well, I mean, it calls for sombriety. I don't know what that word would be. What is the present tense of that? But I want us to revisit that topic on this episode. And Dusty's going to be here for a bit. He's got to jump out, and so I don't want to take a lot of his time away. But I want us to all think, because we're going to be sharing here soon together, I want y'all to be thinking about, what does Disneyland mean to you now? Because we all think about Disneyland. I mean, we all think of the world now, pre-pandemic and post-pandemic. And what I want us to be thinking about is, what does Disneyland mean to you after we take it for granted that it's open all the time? That magic is there at any given time. And now that we've all experienced a world without the happiest place on earth for 2 years straight, I'd love for us to have that conversation. So again, feel free to get as deep, as shallow, as in between as you want. But I would love, Dusty, since you're needing to jet here soon, I would love for you to start us out, if you don't mind.
My pleasure, because really everything that my world has become revolves in some way around Walt Disney, the man, and this incredible place that he created called Disneyland. And to me, Disneyland has always been a safe space. So when there are tough times in your life and you just need a safe space to go and exist, you go to Disneyland. I know a lot of fans feel that way. So for me, that space is the train, the Disneyland Railroad. And Walt Disney built the park because it was essentially his giant train set. So if you think about Disneyland, he built the train around it and all the little buildings and things, and Disneyland's all built to scale. It's just a grown man's giant train set.
Yep.
And I get on the train and you lose yourself as you start to go around, and you're going through all the lands and the real world disappears. And you can go around and around and around as long as you want. It's the only Disneyland attraction I can think of that you don't have to get off of. Tom Sawyer's Island, I guess you can stay on all day. But the train, as long as you need it, it's there for you. So to me, Disneyland is just that altered version of reality that is filled with joy and magic and the things that you need to make you happy. And that's what it is.
That's great.
Now, I gotta give a round of applause for that. Ladies and gentlemen, Dusty Sage. Dusty, we know that you gotta get running here, and I just wanted to say, for everybody at home, Dusty, where can we find you?
Please find me daily at micechat.com. So we're on all the social media, but if you check out MiceChat, we have a new article for you, or three, or four, every single day.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Dusty Sage, thank you very much for being a part of this.
Thank you so much.
That was cool.
I can't believe that Dusty just literally walked by and saw us here and decided to join us on the podcast. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Yeah, 30 days ago. He's been sitting here with us for 30 straight days.
The problem with this is he said it so well. He said it so well that.
So the podcast's over. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you.
I mean, that is the tough part. We're living in a time, and I think we always have lived in a time when we need reassurance
yeah.
that it's going to be all right. And Disneyland is one of those opportunities to kind of say, wow, what a beautiful, fun place. Things go wrong. We've all seen the YouTube videos. We've all seen the jungle boats sunk at Walt Disney World a couple of years ago. Pirates of the Caribbean sunk just recently, didn't it? So things break. But it's just so good to know that there's this place that's kind of made for us to feel joy and be happy about fun things. Did you want to go?
Yeah, you know, I take this from a different place. Disneyland brings me nothing but pain. Disneyland has morphed and changed for me in a lot of ways. Disneyland means a lot of things all at once, simultaneously for me. And one of the big things, the first episode, I got all into the sappy story about the pool cleaning job and coming to Disneyland and finding purpose and all of that garbage. But this time, I want us to focus on something. And one of them is sitting next to me. And everybody, all the others are sitting out here in the audience. Is Disney to me is community. Disney to me is connection. And that's one of the things. This is amazing that we all come together in a room like this. We've never met before in person. You guys joined us on this goofy adventure, however long ago you did, whether for some of you it was 5 days ago, some of you it was 5 years ago. Heaven help you that you've been here that long. But the reality is, Disney has built a community that I never anticipated was possible. And I mean, like I said, sitting next to Freddie Martin, the first time that Freddie and I talked on the phone, there was an instant connection. There was an instant connection. And I remember just being like, I've met one of the dudes who's going to be a great friend in my life. And that was before we even decided to like do the podcast together. I was just like, what a cool dude. What a cool dude.
Yeah, I felt the same way about you. Well, it was nice.
You don't have to lie, Freddie.
No, I really did.
It's...
Alex, is it?
First name, Brian.
No, thank you.
Middle name.
That's
did
right.
you guys know this? Did I... Okay, so one person... Somebody asked me this the other day. They were like... It was actually Tiki Tony. Tiki Tony asked me what my initials were, and I was like, it's B-A-S. And he was like, B? And I was like, yeah, my legal name is Brian Alexander Stewart. And he was shocked by that. My parents, like, they called me Brian until I was like 2 or something like that. And then my dad started calling me Byron. And my mom said that was a hillbilly name, which that sounds like more of like a royal name to me. I'm like Lord Byron. But I looked this up in college. They actually had me go through this this thing to show like the origins of my name, and my Byron, or as my dad called me, Byron actually means keeper of the cow pastures. So my mom was correct, and I've gone by Alex ever since. But total, complete digression. I digress.
Oh, go figure. Drink.
But that's what this podcast means to me, is the fact that we can all come from very different walks of life. We probably all have very, very different beliefs on very varied things.
Yeah.
But the reality is we come together and here we connect. We connect on the magic, on the history, on the significance and the importance. And that's what matters, is in a world that's created a lot of division in the past 7 years, we come together and we have a great connection with one another. And that's what Disney means to me. And Disneyland is... Without Disneyland, I couldn't have had that. Without Disneyland, none of us would be sitting in this room today. And you got two buds. Why don't you... Do you want to talk, Dennis?
I was going to say...
No, you got to sit up here.
Just,
yeah.
Don't sit down. Just stand right there. We'll catch... it'll pick you up.
It's just me and Freddie's story. Our wives used to work together, and we met at Disneyland.
That's right.
26 years ago, so...
You want to know when we met?
26
years ago. But we came together to see the Main Street Electrical Parade had closed, and we were there
for the first time.
The very first annual pass holder preview of Light Magic.
I don't know what that is.
Nothing.
And it was a nothing. It was a terrible parade, and the people who were there knew it. And it was replacing one of the greatest parades of all time.
Yeah, we were standing right next to management, and like they weren't liking the response that people were given.
Yeah,
so they were poking people. Like, clap.
Annual pass holders weren't into it. But yes, Dennis and I, our wives worked together, and they said, "I think these boys would be friends." And we met at Disneyland, and we've been buddies ever since.
26 years later, so that's my story.
That's awesome. Yeah. So it all happened at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a connection, Freddie. Are you like haunted at Disneyland? Are you like a ghost of Disneyland and everybody comes to you?
No.
Like the ghost of Disneyland present?
Yes, I am. I give you a Disneyland present every day.
Oh, that was good. Thank you, Dennis, for coming up.
Anybody else want to share a what does Disneyland mean to you? You're welcome to. Yes, please.
Yeah,
come on up.
And say your name
first.
Yeah,
say your name.
Also, we did this last time, and I think this is good. Say your name, and then state where we can find you on the social media.
Okay.
No, sit. Don't,
yeah,
don't,
you're
don't
welcome.
Just stand.
I,
you got to sit
it wrong.
Down. Here, let's give you space.
Hi, my name is Ethan, and I am social media-less.
Oh, way to go.
Social free.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I try.
So what's your phone number? No, I'm kidding.
Let me just give it out for that. Yeah. My voice is gone because I abused my screaming privileges on all the rides at Disneyland yesterday.
But it sounds like you're really emotional, which is good. It's like you're
yes.
really feeling deep.
Thank
okay,
you.
I like that.
All right, so Disneyland to me, I'm going to start when I was a child. So when I was
Ethan,
a child...
Ethan, we only have a little bit of time.
I know. It'll go quick. I was born in Africa. My parents were like, we're going to keep them in Africa. We're going to want to raise them in Africa because we don't, we want them to grow up somewhere else other than America. But then my grandma got really sick, so we moved back here. And she ended up getting better from that sickness, but she knew she didn't have a lot of time. So she wanted to spend time with her grandkids. So one of the ways she did that is every year she got us annual passes.
Mm.
And so we would go all the time. I went with my grandma all the time. I have amazing memories with my grandma. She ended up dying in 2010, and after that, we didn't really have the money to have annual passes, so we didn't go as often. And Disney, it didn't leave my life, but it wasn't as big of a presence in my life until COVID happened and all lockdown. Don't have any friends anymore that I can see. So I'm feeling very alone, very, very, I fell into like a deep, dark place. And one of the things that actually got me out of that was falling back in love with Disneyland, watching the Imagineering story, watching Behind the Attraction on Disney Plus, things like that. And meeting people like online or everywhere, like you guys that are just in love with the parks as well. And then when the parks opened back up, I skipped back into the parks knowing all this knowledge that I accumulated.
That's
and,
great.
Now I'm here all the time, and I never get tired of it. Like, I work for a company, foreign exchange company, and so I take a lot of foreign exchange kids to Disneyland, and all my friends are like, don't you get tired of it? You go like twice a month, and I'm like, every time I go, though, I learn something new. I meet new people. I'm with different people. It's just like, it always fills me up, and it gives me a space to be me. Mm-hmm. And how I connect this back to my grandmother is having all those memories as a child. There are certain points in the park. There are certain things that I look at. There's a certain place in the Splash Mountain queue that I look at, and I remember a certain moment where my grandmother gave me Nestle Dibs for the first time.
Ah.
And I'm getting emotional here, but it just like, it's a good way to remember the good memories that I had with my grandmother. So that's what Disneyland means to me.
Thank you very much.
So real quick, y'all, Ethan's thinking about starting a podcast. Do we all think that he should start a
podcast? I just a thought on that. I think that's so super cool. Like, okay, so who here likes to see the movie before they read the book? Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
What about the people who love to read the book and they don't want to see the movie until after they've read the book?
Oh, yeah.
So, the correct way?
This is the way.
Right, this is the way. It's so interesting. It's
who wants to listen to the book on Audible?
Interesting.
Free
to
for the first month by using code BACKSIDE. No, I'm kidding. Don't use that code. It doesn't work.
But imagine coming to Disneyland knowing nothing about it. That would be really, really cool. Like, whoa, mind blown. But what about coming, having studied and like poured into, and how new it would be after you've kind of seen those things. That's kind of why we do the podcast. Oh, yeah. Is like, give people this one little bit of information, and then when they go, they go, whoa, the Society of Explorers and Adventurers is huge.
I think that was like the philosophy behind the podcast is we were thinking, and I don't know, maybe, thankfully I found a community of weirdos too, but
yeah.
I mean.
Not you guys, you're cool.
I was talking about the people outside.
Okay.
The thing that's nice about Disney is every single time, the more you learn, the better it gets. And that's what's fascinating. And I've met some weirdos out there who disagree with that. They're like, I don't care. I just want to ride the monorail. And I'm like, but you don't want to know how it works? Because that makes it even cooler. And that's what I think is so awesome is finding fellow nerds with you guys. So, next person. Come on up. We promised that this wasn't going to be a long podcast.
Yeah, but welcome.
Already,
come on over.
18 minutes in.
What's your name? What's your social?
Hi.
Tell us.
First, I want to apologize. I'm a little nervous.
It's all right. We'll put this close. Thank you for facing your fear for this, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This is so cool. I'm Meliana. You can find me on Instagram at Meliana Mata. It's just my name. Keep it simple. Disneyland. My dad actually worked for the company for 24 years. Mm. He was the manager for the Disney stores in Washington State. So, and I think he was a manager for one in Oregon as well. So he had
I worked
the same
at one in Oregon.
Nice.
I wonder in Portland. I would love to.
It might have been Portland. I don't remember. Yeah, but
your dad isn't Freddy.
No.
Right?
Okay. but that would have been cool.
Yeah,
that would've been
so cool.
But he had the same perks of cast members getting into the park for free with three additional people. So I grew up there. That was my home away from home. So every single time I would go there, it just felt like, oh, this is so great. I'm home, but also not home. But I can do whatever I want at this home.
Yeah.
So it was such an amazing time to spend with family, to go on the rides that I loved, to eat the things that I wanted, the pizza port.
Yes.
Pizza port. I don't call it Alien Pizza Planet. I call it
pizza port.
I loved it so much that, you know, I started learning the history of it, and Ethan, like the Imagineering story, the behind the attractions, I loved it so much. And I actually stumbled across the podcast, and I was like, this is amazing.
And like, then you heard the second episode, and you're like, this sucks.
It was something that got me through hard times, the podcast itself.
Thank you.
And it was just amazing, and I was like, this is great. Why don't I work for them? So then I actually applied in Washington, and they were like, well, you don't live in California, so we can't really help you with that. So we're going to put you on the wait list. And I was like, all right. So I made the move. I moved here, and now I work at Disneyland.
No kidding.
And it's so, awesome. So funny that we were talking about Tomorrowland because I work at Autopia.
Hey.
Yeah, me and my boyfriend back there, we both work at Autopia.
Wait, are you guys working tomorrow?
No.
Oh, are you working Monday?
No. Not until Wednesday, but I mean, we can pick up a shift.
Just for
get you
Al.
Guys get in.
Yeah, just exactly. For Al.
Yeah. Hi.
Just mention that you know Meliana and Cody, and they'll be like, here's your free
lightning. Can I get
links.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
little secret. But
so wait, how long have you worked there?
We've worked close to what? 9 months? 8 months?
So wait, did you guys come down together? Were you like Washington?
Funny story,
us?
We met during training.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, that is not rare though either.
Yeah.
Oh,
but we're working through it. So
I decided to start a Disney dating company called pixiedust.com.
That's great. Do it.
And it starts with an application to work
Disneyland.
At Disneyland.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. So he actually was born in Vancouver, Washington, and I lived in Washington. Whoa. So he moved here, though, when he was, like, one. And so I moved down here when I was... I lived here before, and we obviously came here all the time because we lived 45 minutes away. So it's crazy that, you know, we met and, like...
Awesome.
Like, we missed each other, but we came together. So... It's
when
great.
You wish upon a star.
You're invited to the wedding.
If oh, you thank you. Yeah.
That's actually why we started the podcast.
Is to go wedding to weddings.
Gifts. Yeah.
Go well, to more thank weddings. You thank you much. So much.
That was
a good story.
That's come on up. Man, you couldn't have like paid them to be in the audience to come up with a story like that. I couldn't be that creative.
Who are you, and how do people look at your pictures?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm Thurston, and I am on the gram as Jamba Jews.
Oh, that's
after
funny.
Jamba Juice.
I like Jamba
because
Juice.
I'm Jewish.
Very good.
It'd be weird if you weren't.
And I guess Disneyland means to me friends and family because my mother, Nicole, who has been on this podcast before.
Yes. Yes.
Is a big Disney nerd, and her sister is as well, and also her friend, too. So I have...
What? You don't need to out the whole family, man.
It's fine.
It's fine.
You're surrounded.
I am surrounded. There is no escape at all. Oh, my
so
God.
So, wait, are you a newer Disney fan?
Well, I mean, like, as my age compared to everybody here, you could
whoa,
say...
Whoa,
yeah.
Take it easy, pal.
Shots fired, all right? I get it. I'm feeling it in the joints.
No, but I would say yes. But, yeah, Disney to me means friends and family because every time I go, it's, like, it's... Before we got our Disney passes, we only kind of went exclusively for birthdays... And we would only really go for my birthday and my mom's birthday. And I would just have the time of my life. It would be so much fun, you know, going on star tours, going on other rides like Jungle Cruise and all that. And I just, like, I have so many memories of all that stuff. And I can still never forget about the first time I went on Indiana Jones. It did not end up well.
No. There were no chunks.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No, just
no,
terror.
No, just pure terror.
Existential dread occurred on Indiana Jones. Friends and family.
Well, thanks, Thurston. That's awesome.
Yeah. I want to talk about that, too. Yeah, because the thing that I find... Yeah, come on up while we talk about this. I think that this is interesting that the things that we're hearing outside of park romance, which is... awesome.
Always a thing.
But not universal. But what I'm getting at is everything that we're talking about, it's amazing because I feel like it resonates with all of us. It's the universal experience. And that's what's so cool about this is that we all feel these same things. That's what I love about these episodes.
Yeah.
Take it away, friend.
Hi. My name's Joey. You can find me on Instagram at Joey_is_neat.
We love underscores.
Yes, he underscores.
Love underscores.
Disneyland to me is just having fun. I remember, I think I was in third or fourth grade, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever that I can go get a jumbo turkey leg, and then...
Which is ham, I think.
Right. And then go ride the teacups.
And lose it all.
I thought that was the coolest thing for... a third grader.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it never goes away.
You never lose that feeling. I still get that joy going back there when I get the chance.
We're going to get that feeling tonight. We're going to throw up on the teacups
together. No, we're not. I'm not throwing up on anything
tonight.
It's like
a circular thing.
Yeah.
The windmill
throw
up.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. Well, thank you very much,
thank you.
Joey.
Two more. We'll do two more on it. Yes, come on up.
Maybe we'll do five more. Maybe we'll do 10 more. Maybe no one's leaving this room until everybody's spoken.
Yes!
I'll try to be brief.
Hi, right. Tell us your name.
My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, and I can be found on Instagram at Charlotte_iDunn. And
two N's.
Yes, correct.
One
and I was on the last one. I saw the possum and everything else.
It was great.
So just super briefly, because you can hear what it means to me on that one, but... when they opened up the park again, I managed to get tickets very quickly and literally walking underneath the left side. Tears just started streaming down my face.
Yes.
I could not help myself. Mm. It was just, as so many people have said, family, a safe place. It's like a cup of love, you know? Mm-hmm. And to be able to lose myself in the details of the park and let go of all the anxiety of regular life, that is magic.
Yeah.
Straight up magic. And yes, my son Thurston, we are Disney nerds. My name's Nicole, and I'm a Disney nerd. And I come from a family of Disney nerds. Yeah. So, but thank you for letting us join you again. Awesome.
Thank you for sharing. Always great to see you.
Somebody else?
Who else? Come on up.
Wait till you hear this lady's name. She's got one of the coolest names.
This much longer.
All right, okay. good. Ooh, interesting.
So, hi.
Hi.
My name's Elisa. That's the boring name. The cool name is Mayhem.
She's Mayhem.
Wow.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at mayhem.lys, L-Y-S-S, because it's spelled like Alyssa.
Ah, fair enough.
See, it sucks. That's why Mayhem's better.
I always choose Mayhem.
Yeah.
That's on my chest. It's a tattoo, but different story for a different time.
So, what does Disneyland mean to me? Something that nobody has mentioned here yet is unfulfilled childhood dreams or suppressed childhood dreams. I grew up coming to Disneyland. My dad worked for the company for quite a while, so cast member nights, very fond memories. There's something just magical about being here. Yeah. And growing up in, even today, being like a huge Disney history buff, it's kind of like getting to know Walt. It's like this journey to get to know Walt, and I'm getting to know myself through getting to know Walt. Mm. Disneyland, to me, is kind of like what John Hinch and Marty Sklar said. We're not selling escapism. We're selling reassurance. Mm. Disneyland, to me, is reassurance that anything is possible.
Yeah.
Through all the failures that it took to get to the park. You know, just also community, learning how it takes a team. Can't do anything on your own. As a kid, I kind of gave up my dreams. I didn't pursue anything creative because I saw my dad do the same thing and had to go get a real job. So I thought I had to do the same. I was a young mom, had my son at 18. So I just thought, well, I can't do anything like that. Taking a lifetime of sales, banking, finance, law enforcement career, and finally taking all of the suppressed talent, you could say, anything that's been locked up inside of me. And now in my life, and I'm pushing 40, we'll say I'm in my mid-30s, sure.
Amen.
Now is when I actually feel like my love of Disney is like, it's peaking and it's actually meaning something in my life. Mm. And it's driving me forward, meeting people like you and other creatives and getting to know their why. Why are you doing this? Because getting to know Walt's why is actually helping me come into my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's what they meant by reassurance, John Hinch, Marty Sklar.
Wait, real quick, are you writing a book? Because you should write a book. You should take these experiences and write a book.
Amen. I've been told you should. I have a podcast. No.
What podcast is it?
It's a Walk with Walt, and we're fairly new, but it is about talking about the things that nobody talks about.
I listened to you guys, and I listened to your Origins of Mickey Mouse episode. I did not. Hi.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you got this audience now joining in.
So,
that's amazing.
So that's what it means to me, is that being vulnerable, being able to admit, like, I don't know who said it because I'm reading a lot of books, but one of the main core things that Disney took through his life is just never be afraid to admit your ignorance.
Yeah.
Always be curious. Mm. And so that actually, I'm finding, you have to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to have somebody go, oh, that sucks. Or that one person over there is going to go, that's the most amazing thing I've ever.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. You chase that. You know, you get through the nose and you get all, and so learning Walt's life, and that's what the podcast is for me, is my walk with Walt, trying to just like pick his brain, even though he's not here. But the magic makers and everyone who steps in to create the things that we go and visit all the time. It's like there's so much that goes into that, and that's why I love your podcast, because you talk
Likewise.
About like
I like your podcast a lot.
Thank you. But yeah, that's what Disneyland means to me. It is the embodiment of anything is possible.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's
write
awesome.
Write a book, Aww. Please. Thank you very much.
I'm going to try and wrap my...
Real quick. Yeah. So we're not wrapping up, are we?
No, I was going to tell my why.
Oh, okay. All right, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you. I thought you were going to, like, book in, and I was like,
I
if other people want
to...
I
didn't mean to cut you off. Okay. This is what happens, and this is why we edit the podcast.
These are the things you don't hear.
Yeah. We cut that stuff out.
All right, tell us your why.
Well, no, what Disneyland means to me, there's something there that was articulating that, and you guys have been influencing me the whole time as I'm thinking about what Disneyland means to me, and there's something, my son and I listen to a lot of music together, and there's something about when people are recording music where they bring together all of the right things, and then there's sort of this resonance in a song when it's recorded music that somehow, some way, like gets your ear, your mind, your heart, all at the same time. You don't know what that is, but when you hear it, you know it. You go, wow, that song hits me because of some thing. And I know you all have it, one of those songs that does that for you. Every time you put it on, it's like, whoa, it resonates in your soul. There's this vibration that happens. There's something about Disneyland that's like that too.
Yeah.
And it's where all the right things are put together. The music, the sound effect, the smells, the lights, like all at once. And for me, there's particular places throughout the park. And I bet you all have the same sort of thing. And that is you stand... You stand right near the statue, the partner statue, at dusk when the sparkles are coming into the trees. And the music's right, and the people are right, and there's not a parade coming down the street, and there's something that's wonderful about that. On a couple of my other interviews that I've done with people, I'll ask, like Bob Gurr, or ask the guy that Walt Disney hired to be Tom Sawyer in 1955. Like, you ask them, hey, where do you stand today at Disneyland to get that resonating feeling like it's still the same? And everybody's got different answers for it. And
Freddie, that's the thing about you is, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I didn't mean to cut you off. But you... The whole left or right side thing, literally never thought about that.
Yeah.
And then you bring that up, and that's like such a profound thing. And these questions that you bring up, like where do you stand for these things, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. I'm a dum-dum when it comes to walking to the park. I'm like, give me a ride, give me a drink, give me a churro.
Yeah.
Whereas you actually, you're so thoughtful with these things. Continue. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
You for
it's
that
all right. I think the common ones for a lot of us, like I mentioned the sparkly lights, like that gets you. When you're leaving Disneyland late at night, and maybe you're one of the few people who are left on Main Street, and you stop and you turn back around and you see the sort of orange warm glow of the lights of Main Street and the castle, like there's a spot right there that really catches you. Or just as you're turning, you know, when you go into Adventureland and just as you're turning past the torches at the Tiki Room, and like things seem like out of reach and they're close and there's something there, it's like looking for those places. And but it's the important part is all of those pieces are coming together. Sight, sound, smell, vibration, like there's something there that's really, really special. And so Disneyland means to me hitting that spot where all senses are engaged.
Do you know where my spot is? I just realized.
Where's your spot?
The spot as you're walking in front, leaving Critter Country and walking into New Orleans Square, right in front of the Haunted Mansion,
oh,
at
12:05
a.m. Legit, that's it. That you're walking out, and I think it's because you know you're leaving the park.
Yeah.
And all of your senses start to fire because you're like, I have to record every one of these experiences because this is the dopamine hit that's going to get me for a long time. But that's the point. That is the exact place. And I'm an Adventureland boy.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I love. But that spot right there.
That's a good spot.
That's the pixie dust spot.
Maybe we need to do an episode about the spot.
Yeah.
And I'll have a conversation with listeners about. Let's do that next time.
I love that. Anybody else want to share what Disneyland means to you? Come on up, by all means.
Welcome aboard.
Share your name and your socials, unless you don't want to share your socials. I realize that might be creepy.
Or your name, who knows?
Just yeah, you can go by anonymous if you want.
I'm just going to say my name. My name is Layla. And to me,
mic's close.
Disney is like a little beacon of happiness. Like with our family, we kind of grew up with Disney, but like we also all went to Disney together, and we all found happiness in certain areas, like with food or like a certain ride. Like all of ours is either haunted or pirates, and like it's just like the happiness isn't just at Disneyland. You can find it like at home, which I really like. And like we all bought like the movies, we all go to the theaters to watch a new Disney movie. We all connected to the characters.
Yeah.
And we all see ourselves in the Disney characters, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, is there a particular Disney character that you see yourself in?
Well, with my family, we all see each other in the movie Encanto. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And my mom always says I'm forgot her name, but the buff one.
Yeah, you're the buff one. What's the buff
pressure
one's name?
Pressure like a drip, drip, drip. So, you know.
Luisa.
Yes.
If you guys, do you want me to sing to you some more, Layla? Because I can sing more to you. I'm really good at it. So you are the strong one of the family?
As my family members say, because I'm one of the youngest, and I actually wrestle at the moment.
Nice.
So I like help my grandma, you know, carry stuff around the house. I try to help everybody. And
you
yeah.
found your place.
Yeah. And so we just all connect together with certain movies. We're all like, oh yeah, like this is us. And yeah,
that's great.
I love it. Thank you for sharing.
Who else? Anybody else? Come on up. This is going to be one of those where we come out at like 2 a.m. We're like,
that was so cathartic and refreshing.
yeah. I just realized why I chew my nails.
Share your name and your socials, unless you don't want to.
Social security number is...
Oh, wait.
Kelly McCubbin. I just kind of use my name everywhere, so it's on Facebook and Instagram. So you can find me there.
Fair enough.
By the way, the spot... the Mark Twain right when it takes off.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
That's a good one.
Gets me every time.
Yeah.
But I've been going to Disneyland. I think the first year I went was the Bicentennial.
Wow, that's great.
So I was young, but I remember it. And I remember for a long time, it's interesting, I've been thinking about the People Mover a lot lately, and there's a poster, and you have this awesome shirt.
Yes.
And just thinking about this idea of like progress that Disneyland gave you, where progress was, it was optimistic, it was hopeful, there was a like a surety to it. You know, particularly the People Mover at Disneyland, where it's like, it really is just a piece of transportation. It's hardly a ride at all. But it's this marvelous piece of transportation that we all love to do.
Yeah.
And it just implied there was this, that there were people who were working on things, that the entire point was to make our lives better.
Yeah.
And I just I love that so much. And then this last year, we took our 12-year-old to Disneyland for the second time, and my perspective on Disneyland changed.
Yes, I bet.
And it became more about. Seeing that kid go through something that scared them and come out the other side and take on this entirely new confidence for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And that transformative sense of adventure, it's just so wonderful. And I don't know anywhere else.
Especially see that in your kid.
Yeah.
Like, it's great to see it in us, but when you see it in your kid, there's just something that's even more powerful about that. Yeah, I love that.
We've mentioned it before on the show that Eddie Sato is an Imagineer, and he said when thinking about like the Indiana Jones ride or something like that, mm-hmm. that fear, this equation, fear minus death equals fun, right? Yes. And so with our kids, it's a, that's they think if I get on this teacup, I'm going to die. And then they don't. And then they're like, wow, that was fun. If you watch it, like same concept goes for those videos of people on those like slingshot rides in Orlando where they're screaming. They don't look like they ever had fun ever in those. But at least they didn't die.
But, you know, I think to piggyback off of this, I think it's interesting because, I mean, as a goal as parents is to have them leave the nest. And what a great place to synthesize that, but the safest and happiest place on earth.
Absolutely.
Is you take them, yeah.
But they feel like there might be some risk.
Yep.
And that's where we get the Sato side of things. We're saying we are simulating the sorry, are we talking too much, Freddie?
No. Oh, sorry. I was goofing off. I'm sorry.
I totally just saw Freddie in fifth grade.
This is a teacher.
Are we bothering you, Mr. Martin?
Yeah, sorry.
Am I boring you, Mr. Martin? That was amazing. No, I agree. I love that story. Thank you very much, Kelly. And by the way, it's nice meeting
it's
you.
It's definitely nice meeting you, too.
Any last words?
Oh, good.
This is the best part about a podcast is long silences.
Yeah, everybody wants to hear those. This All is right. the long silence where I didn't raise my hand.
Speak now or forever hold your peace until we do this again. Which will be 3 years.
No, it won't. Oh. I hope not.
No, I don't want to do it again. It's hot up here. No, I'm kidding. Guys, this is great.
This has been wonderful.
So much fun for us. I think this is a great way to wrap up.
Yep.
Because then we don't want to give some stuff away. Which you won't hear on the podcast, by the way. Come to our live shows and you'll get free stuff. One of the big things that I love about Disney is the fact that we come and we have a shared experience like we had here. It's extremely humbling for somebody like myself, and I think that I probably speak for Freddie too, who's texting right now.
No.
Oh no, sorry. He's
Are
like,
we
he's,
bothering
he's
you,
He's liking
Mr. Martin?
Posts on Instagram right now. He's looking something at D23. He's doing something.
I'm doing work.
But it's extremely humbling, and we are extremely grateful that one, you take time. But there is nothing more valuable than time. There's nothing more valuable than time, and the fact that y'all give us your time is something that we are immensely, immensely grateful for, and we never take it for granted. We never take this for granted. I am absolutely humbled and blown away all the time to know that you guys all take time out of your day to listen to us nerd out. And it's incredible when I get messages and when I hear this kind of stuff. This is what life is, my friends. This is the fulfillment of life. This is the purpose. And it's incredible when I get messages, when I hear things like today, where people say, Disneyland touched me in this way. Disneyland made me think something like this, or something you guys mentioned on the podcast, or something like that. I never in a billion years thought that me talking with my middle school buddy Harrison about things. Yes, Harry. Which, he was here in 2020. If you guys were here in 2020, you would have seen him and realized how unfunny he is in person. shots fired. Your move, ONB. But to know that this hobby that we put together, and Ethan, this is why I say, man, start a podcast. Because you don't realize the ramifications. It's the butterfly effect, without a doubt. We wanted to entertain, we wanted to delight, and we wanted to move people. And we didn't realize we could do it. And I still don't know how we do it, because it's not us, it's you guys that take the dumb things we say and actually bring great meaning into your own lives with it. And for that, it's going to make me emotional now over a podcast, but y'all...
Thank you.
You've changed our lives.
Yep.
So thank you very much for being a part of this. Thank you so much. So we didn't say this at the end of the last episode because we got so tied up. Freddie, where can people find you on the socials?
Check me out at Skipper Freddie, and you can read what I'm writing on freddiemartin.net.
Remember, this is coming out in April.
That's okay. So the people in the April. Out. Oh, yeah, what came out? What has just recently come out is I've been writing the fictions, the stories of all of the members of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, bios on them, and based on what you can find in the park. So I'm not making anything up. I'm just taking what you can find out there and creating my own bios for them. Right now I have Harrison Hightower, Jason Chandler, and Dr. Albert Falls are on there, plus a little preview of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. There will be more. They're coming. I'm actually almost finished with Camellia Falco, who is like the heroine of the Soarin' ride in Disney Tokyo Sea. And you can find it right now. It's kind of hidden because I'm waiting to release it. But in April, when you're listening,
yes,
there's a little button up at the top that says SEA. So if you want to find that, you can go on it and see it today. Yeah, so it's got its own devoted tab. We're going to get deep, and we're gonna learn all about it, these people. And awesome. I made a bunch of AI artwork to support it.
And it's so good. It is tasty.
Yeah.
Everybody, be sure to check that out. You can find the show on the Backside of Water by searching the _backside_of_water. That was the only one that was still available. And make sure you type it in quickly into Instagram, because when you get to Backside, bad things show up. So just go real fast past that. I did not anticipate that was going to happen. One other thing that I want to say, again, another special shout out to Heather Rad and the Hojo Anaheim.
You didn't mention it at the top.
I know, I didn't mention it because I got all flustered because Dusty had to leave early. And so we're recording this live at the Hojo Anaheim in lovely overcast Anaheim, California right now. In one of their great, I like to call this, you guys should rename this the Backside of Water room. And we'll just save it. We'll do this every week.
Literally across Harbor Boulevard from the Matterhorn and the monorail. You can see the, and Space Mountain.
A 9-minute walk.
Yeah.
And if you're fast, you can get it in 7. I've timed it.
Yes.
And it is absolutely wonderful to stay here. I recommend that everybody stay here. Heather is awesome. Her team's amazing here. This place is pure magic.
Shout out to Zach who checked us in today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's awesome.
And again, thank you so much. Another round of applause for Hojo and Heather. So let's end this. You guys are going to say the Watch Your Language this time.
Okay.
So, you start us out as you exit.
All right. Well, as you exit...
Please watch your hand.
I was a Jungle Cruise skipper,
I wasn't sure you were...
I do it my own way.
Okay.
As you exit, please watch your head and watch your step.
And if you happen to miss your step and hit your head...
Watch your language!
Yeah!